Millennials. They're not just wolfing down avocado toast in their parents' basement anymore. Now they're lawmakers. For real. About a dozen millennials now rank among members of the General Assembly. Millennials like Republican Delegate Will Moorfield of Tazewell.
It's encouraging that the millennials, the younger Democrats and Republicans, can look beyond partisan politics and work on substantive policy changes that will truly make a difference.
Like, for example, economic development. That's why Moorfield approached LaCherise Aird, a millennial Democrat from Petersburg. He was willing to bet that she would work with him on a bill to create tax breaks to attract businesses to struggling parts of Virginia.
He, you know, called me in the interim, said, I really think this would be good for your district. Didn't care that I was of the opposite party, didn't care that we were in totally two separate parts of Virginia, but really just reached out to really try and strategize about how we could effectively work together.
After the election, millennial Democrat Chris Hurst joined the effort.
When we want to have incentive packages, we need to make sure that we're not shortchanging our localities that are already struggling so much. And so this basically provides an opportunity for companies to move in and also unites people across party lines and across regions here in the Commonwealth.
Don't think millennials are spending all their time working across party lines. They're also subject to the same partisan forces as everybody else. Take, for example, the effort to make sure streaming video is taxed at the same rate as cable TV. Republican millennial Emily Brewer took to the floor to say this.
Last week, the Republican caucus and the committee I sit on stood up against the so-called Netflix tax. Now, Democrats are trying to reach deeper into the pockets of my generation, and I just have to say something about it.
And what she had to say about it was pointed.
I just wonder if we're going to tax Snapchat, Instagram, or maybe even Twitter next.
The next day, millennial Democrat Skylar Van Valkenburg took to the floor to offer a counterpoint.
To suggest that Netflix and Uber are the issues that young people care about misinterprets the powerful impact that millennial civic engagement over the issues that we care about has had on the last political cycle.
Issues, he says, like jobs, healthcare, education, creating a Virginia that's open to everybody, regardless of race, faith, gender, sexual orientation, or country of origin.
I find it shameful that in this great commonwealth, people in professions like teaching may have to hide their identity of fear of being fired. What does that say to our students? What does that say to our community? And most importantly, what does it say to that teacher?
This is not the first time a new generation of young lawmakers has arrived in Richmond hoping to make a mark. Back in the 1950s, a group of members became known as the Young Turks after taking on the Byrd Machine to increase funding for education. That effort was successful. Time will tell if millennials will make the same kind of impact. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.